We will move on to the next motion, which is the motion three. It's been received from Councillor Julian Dean once again and is supported by Kate Halliday and the Liberal Democrat group. Councillor Dean.
Thank you very much. So this motion is calling to support and campaign for the Climate and Ecological Emergency Bill, which is a private member's bill attempting to be make its way through through Parliament, which has the support of MPs from across many parties. And just by way of context, we should recognise that the Climate Change Bill, which actually now has been amended and enshrines the UK's commitment to a carbon zero target, was actually started out as a private member's bill. So this is a useful way to recognise the issue and to bring them to the fore. And the issue we face is that we are absolutely not on track. The government's own Climate Change Commission says as much, as do all the independent commentators, as indeed do people like Mark Carney and all sorts of industry commentators. Generally speaking, they say that the framework is simply not there in the UK to achieve even the government's target of 2050, which I would argue is too late. The second part of the two E's, if you like, in that bill, or rather the E in that bill, is to do with the ecological emergency. And that's not something we as a council have discussed before, but we ought to recognise before it's too late that too is a looming crisis. 40% of all UK species have declined since the 70s. 26% of all the UK's mammals are at very real risk of becoming extinct. So we are, you know, we are facing two parallel and related crises that need addressing, and we're not in any way on track. So this bill is attempting to bring us on track by making sure that we are that all our measures are consistent with staying below 1.5 degrees. But part of I just want to draw attention to a few elements of it. One is that the UK should now take full responsibility in accounting for its entire greenhouse gas footprint. Currently, we don't. We don't take into account consumption emissions, passenger international shipping, flights, and land-based and some foreign land-based transport. But it's the consumption emissions in particular I think we should really think about. If we as a council said that our procurement, that's got nothing to do with our carbon footprint, then people would laugh us out of court. That would obviously be ridiculous, because how we procure is absolutely part of our carbon footprint. And it's the same for the UK. And the government has dragged its feet on this and refused to take that into account. But we should absolutely take that into account. The other thing I wanted to draw attention to is some of the misplaced fairy tale, if you like, reliance on new technologies which are simply not proven. There is still far too much talk from the government about carbon capture and all sorts of technologies which don't exist, when we actually do have the technologies which can reduce our carbon footprint to zero through retrofitting, through the modal shift and electrification of transport, and through all the other measures, and through changing the way we use land. So we need to make sure that that we are not relying on unproven technology. That's an important part of the bill. And then a final thing is that it talks about ensuring independent bodies create proper benchmarks. One of the shocking things about the fact that 3/4 of the councils in this country have declared climate emergencies, yet the government has no way of measuring whether we are actually moving towards a zero carbon. There are no benchmarks. Even the greenhouse accounting tool that the LGA has produced, I believe that this council unfortunately hasn't responded to. And so even the LGA cannot yet give us a proper picture. We desperately need a framework, a national framework, which is measuring achievements against climate ambitions, so that we can be held to account. But currently there's no way of doing that. So I think that's an absolutely essential part of this bill. And finally, the bill talks about a citizens' assembly, and I've noticed that in other councils up and down the country where this has been discussed, some Conservatives have thought this is some kind of extremist XR plot to replace the government. Actually, citizens' assemblies are a really strong, valid way of bringing together a carefully selected but random selection of people to really test out the appetite and to test out what people think needs to be done. And it's been proved in the examples that have already happened that that is actually a really useful way of advising a government what to do and finding out, you know, if people are given the information, what changes they are prepared to make, because we know that we all need to make changes. So that's the reason that I think we need to get right behind this bill and to push it to get as close as possible to being passed. And clearly the private members bill, that's a huge outside chance, but it will absolutely inform the debate, and that's why it's being proposed. Thank you.
Good. Now, I presume this is being seconded by Councillor Halliday, is that correct? Who's it being seconded by, please?
It's Councillor Kate Halliday, yes.
Okay, do you wish to speak?
I'll reserve my right, thank you.
Okay, well, there is an amendment that has been put forward to this. I believe is it you, Councillor Carroll, that's put this amendment forward?
That's correct, Speaker, it is.
Okay.
The amendment that I've submitted removes the four recommendations after this council resolves to and replaces it with refer this matter to a task and finish group to look at the climate and ecological emergency bill in detail and to make recommendations on Shropshire Council's response to the bill. Now, this is, I think, a very sensible way to go. It's not without precedent. In fact, in the past, when we've been asked through motions to comment on, respond to, or take an active position on, particularly private members' bills that in the House of Commons, we have taken the decision to ask a task and finish group to take a very detailed, close look, because it's a technical subject. There's no doubt it's a technical subject. Take a close look at the bill and the arguments that underpin it, and then return to council with a recommendation on how we should respond and what position we should take. We did that very successfully with the domestic abuse bill, and I don't think there would be anybody that would disagree when I say that our response to that was immeasurably improved by taking the time to have for a task and finish group to have a detailed look at it and hear expert testimony from expert witnesses and experts by experience. So I think that this is a sensible move to enable us to give the most well thought out and most valuable response to this bill. I would say, because I can anticipate that there may be some kind of a statement that this is just about pushing it into the long grass, or this is just a wrecking amendment, but that is absolutely not the case. I state that categorically, because quite simply, Speaker, there are hundreds of private members' bills in Parliament at any one time. There are at the moment, and a local council simply couldn't take a view on each of those through motions at full council. But it's a reflection of the importance of the subject matter of this bill and the technical side that underpins it, that we should actually take the time to do it justice, to look at it properly, because as I said, it's very important issue and we must do it justice. So I move that recommendation, that amendment, to refer it to a task and finish group.
Thank you. Is that seconded by?
Yes, I'll second that.
Who is that?
Councillor Milner.
Okay, so we'll open that up to any debate. I have got Councillor Andy Boddington, who has indicated. Councillor Boddington.
Thank you, Speaker. I don't agree with Councillor Carroll's comments almost at all. The only point I agree with is that this is an important bill. The time is now. He says there's hundreds of private members' bills. Well, yes, over time, but there's only one that's of great concern at this very minute, which is the Climate Emergency and Ecology Bill. That we need to focus on that, because pushing it to a task and finish group doesn't match the political process, does not match the political timescale. We shortly as a council go into purdah, then we go into elections. That would delay quite a lot of work. The second reading of the CE bill will be in late March. By the time this council is re-elected, the parliamentary session will have ended. and the bill may well have fallen. What we're doing in asking you to support this bill today is to support the principles of the bill and to say, yes, this is what we should be doing. This is how we should modify our actions. This is our beliefs. And I urge everybody to support the original proposal, the original motion, and reject this amendment.
Thank you. Councillor David Minnery.
Yeah, thank you, Speaker. David Minnery here. It will not surprise anyone, I don't suppose, to find that the portfolio holder for finance cannot possibly support the proposal as drafted, but I am happy to support the amendment. And that is for the very simple reason that I cannot support anything which effectively writes a blank check. The thought that Shropshire should be taking responsibility for everybody's carbon emission and all of the implications for costs that may or may not go with that is too great to enable us to take just the casual, oh yes, well, we support the general thrust of it, so we'll vote for it. I do support the general thrust of it. I am very, very much in favour of what they're trying to achieve, but I have severe reservations about the impact on this authority and its finances by just supporting the thing as it is drafted. And I would be much happier seeing this being picked apart by a task and finish group. And it doesn't have to take long. Task and finish groups can convene and come to a decision very, very quickly. But at least then we will know that all the potential dangers in there have been identified and accounted for.
Thank you. Councillor Roger Evans.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Roger Evans from Longdon Division in Shrewsbury. I am against this amendment. And sorry, Councillor Carroll, I view it as kicking it into the long grass. It's going to be June, July, even September before it is done. This council, and you're the portfolio holder, has declared a climate emergency. We need to do something like this now. We need to show our support for the climate and ecological bill and actually send it forward to Parliament and let them know the grassroots in a rural county like Shropshire is supportive of it. Not spend time round a table or round a screen discussing the whether there should be a dot or a cross or the intricacies of it. Let's make a bold step forward, take it forward and say, yes, we support the bill. Quite simple, and it has cross-party support as far as I'm aware, and I was amazed to see an amendment come through today for it. It should be fairly cross-party, unanimous, taking it forward. This council and climate is far more important than anything else we are doing, except for COVID at this moment in time. But if we look at future generations, we need to start doing things now. And this is what this is about. Let's take it forward, not take it to a task and finish group where it can be two or three meetings to have a look at it, and it'll be Christmas before we do anything. This council does not have a good history of task and finish groups doing things quickly. One or two have, but the vast majority do not meet. There are a number of task and finish groups I could name which haven't met for the last 12 months. If that's what's happened, then you support the amendment to kick it into the long grass. Let's take it forward and go back to the original motion and pass it through to show where Shropshire wants to be and where the citizens of Shropshire want to be as well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Right, I've had no other indications. Councillor Dean, you have the right to reply.
Thank you very much. So first of all, on I just pick up on the domestic abuse, because that was actually, I think that was my motion. That was when I was a new boy. And yes, indeed, that we had a very quick task and finish group, and it was a very, very useful discussion. And the outcome was great. The risk here, of course, is that there's absolutely no way, given that we've been cutting our scrutiny staffing, for us to get that together in the time that required, as explained by Councillor Boddington. That's, you know, this bill is going to the next stage before we go to election. So we need to deal with this now. People have had plenty of time to look at it. They've had lobbying. They've had a chance to read the bill. As for Councillor Minnery's point, I'm really not sure what he's on about. I mean, the council resolved to send a couple of letters. If he's concerned about the stamps, I'll pay for them. So I'm not sure what he means in terms of financial commitment. In fact, this bill is about making it much easier for local authorities to achieve their ambitions, because there will, you know, if we get the government on track, then it's going to have to enable councils to be on track, because we know so much of the emissions reduction work actually has to happen at a local level and has to be locally controlled. controlled. So actually, if we got government on track on this, there would be money coming to the council in order to fund proper decarbonisation projects. And finally, just on the issue of Tuscan Finish groups, you know, if the long grass existed, I might be a bit more confident, but actually we have, I believe, a climate change Tuscan Finish group. It hasn't met since I think 2019. So, you know, that's my biggest concern, that really this is not only kicking it into long grass, it's kicking into long grass that doesn't even exist.
Thank you. Okay. Councillor Milner, you have to withhold your right. I bring him in now. Councillor Milner, you're on mute.
I say I didn't withhold my right.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll move to the vote. So we are voting on the amendment that this resolves to, is replaced, we refer this matter to a task and finish to look at. Okay, click the little box to pop up and please mute yourselves.
Mr. Speaker, over half of members have now voted, and there are 26 votes for the amendment, 27 votes for the amendment, 16 against the amendment, and no abstentions.
Okay, that amendment has been successful, so we will now need to vote on it to make it the substantive and motion that carries today. So we have a new box, please. Thank you. As members are voting, I will say that before we move on to the next one, I am going to take a 10-minute break. If we didn't have too much left, I would leave it, but I think it could take another hour or so to get through what's there. So there will be a 10-minute break post the result of this vote. Big sigh from somebody who is unmuted. I do apologise. Please mute. Peter Adams.
Mr. Speaker, of those that voted, there are 33 votes for the motion now, 6 against, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, everybody heard that? That has now become the substantive motion. Okay, councillors, thank you.